Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up after the break, we're going to play a clip of John Williams, economist forecaster, being interviewed on CNN talking about inflationary depression coming up. We're lining out some phone line issues now. Getting to think it's the network's phones. We're having so many problems. John Williams, with a BA in economics and an MBA, both from Dartmouth. He serves as an economic consultant both to private industries and Fortune 500 companies. For more than 20 years, he writes on his website, shadowstats.com. I have been a practicing consultant, economist, and out of necessity has become a specialist in government economic reporting, because they're very deceptive about that. And that's why he joins us today. Do we have Mr. Williams now? Fantastic. Mr. Williams, thank you for coming on with us.
My pleasure.
Mr. Williams, we've got a quick segment here, but just introduce yourself to us for those that don't know about shadowstats.com and why you had to get into really having to crack government numbers and find out what's really happening.
I've been a consulting economist for more than 25 years, and I found early on that if I wanted to put out meaningful forecasts as to what was going to happen in the economy or the financial markets, that I fully had to understand what was in the government numbers. And the more I delved into it, the more I found that the numbers were not quite as represented. And in fact, over the last couple of decades, in the period of time in which I've been involved in it, the ways that key series like the CPI and the GDP, the unemployment rate, how they're calculated has been changed over time, with the general effect of putting an upside bias into the estimates of economic growth and a downside bias into the estimates of inflation. And so what I did a couple of years back was to start the current website, shadowstats.com, where I assess where the numbers would be in terms of common experience and the more traditional methodologies. You'd find that the CPI, instead of being around 4.3% as the government's estimating it right now, is in the 7 to 11% range, depending upon whether or not you look at the methodology of 1990 or 1980. And I think most people would find that is closer to their experience.
Well, there are other groups that look at, say, inflation, and they were saying 12, 13% last year. They're talking about 15% this year. But the Fed was, just 6 months ago, still trying to say inflation was at 2%.
Yeah, well, that's their game. They have to they think they have to report a low inflation rate. Mr. Bernanke, if you go back in time a little bit, last year was touting how it really was up to the Fed to keep inflationary expectations low, that the expectations were what drove inflation. Well, expectations may have an impact on it, but there are other factors such as oil prices or the Fed's money supply growth, growth generated by the Fed that have more impact on inflation. But what the Fed did very simply was to look at measures, the absolute lowest measures they could find, and said, hey, boy, that's the inflation rate. The measures they look at are net of food and energy.
And if something in food and energy goes up, they take that part of energy out and then stick something else in. We're about to break. When we come back, I want to walk through how they cook the books, what the real numbers are from what you've gotten and what other economists and people studying this have gotten, and then where you think all this is leading with your forecast of going into dangerous inflationary depression, what an inflationary depression is or what type of depression that would be, and the duration of that economic forecast. So we'll be right back with our guest. He's highly respected, Walter J. That's Walter John Williams. And we're going to come back and play a little clip of him from CNN. Stay with us.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In the last week, we brought you one of the chief economists at the New York School of Business saying we're going into a probable depression. We're already in a deep recession. We brought you Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, former head of Treasury. Also, Wall Street Journal editor saying basically the same thing. Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, former chief economist, World Bank. They're all basically saying the same thing, and we're bringing you another individual. We're just bringing you all the top names. It's hard now to find, you know, actual people that have had good track records that aren't saying we're going into a serious deepening recession and maybe even a depression. And we've got John Williams from ShadowStats.com, who does just an amazing job. I've been following him for the last few years and many others for a lot longer than that, at forecasting what's really happening in the economy, extracting real numbers and kind of reverse engineering the disinfo that the government agencies and both parties are putting out about the economy. This is what CNN was saying about Mr. Williams the other day.
John Williams at ShadowStats.com says about what's coming down the road.
Where are we going? We have a severe recession ahead of us with even higher inflation than we're seeing now. It's going to be probably the worst business cycle seen since the Great Depression. I wouldn't want to be the president in the 2012 election, because whoever wins this upcoming one is going to take blame for a real bad economy.
So with that kind of a prediction, do you hear that? An inflationary depression is coming down the road. And Mike... question was that was, wow, what do we do? I'm not the kind of guy that goes down the air and tells people what to do. But listen to what John Williams says, and he makes these predictions to Fortune 500 companies and hedge funds around the country. This is the guy who he gets paid for his advice, and we're lucky enough to get him on CNN to tell you what to do with your money. Listen to what he says you should do.
It's a bad time for stocks. It's a bad time for bonds because of the higher inflation and what's going to be weakness in the dollar. That will tend to push the long-term rates higher, pressing down on bond prices.
Sell stock.
Very simple. Cash, you want to be liquid, you want to be safe, and I'd hold a little bit of gold as a hedge against inflation.
Now, you know what Robert Shiller at Yale University, the famous economics professor up there who does the Kay Shiller Report, Amazingly, he says the same thing. So does Nuriel Roubini over at NYU, saying the same. These aren't a bunch of kooks. These are guys who are educated. These are guys who are looking far out into the economy that say, look out, there's a big pie coming in your face. Rally.
Craig, let me ask you a question. I was listening, you know, the other day when President Bush made his speech, Ben Bernanke was testifying before Congress for a second day. I was listening to Bernanke speaking. Senators were asking about inflation. Everybody in America, certainly in Texas, spent this week talking about inflation and how serious it was in 2007 and how bread and milk and cheese and gas and all of that is more expensive. And Ben Bernanke, with a straight face, said to Congress, no, core inflation is quite contained. In fact, it's under 3%. Core inflation, as we've all talked about, is inflation that...
All right, going back to John Williams, who you just heard from shadowstats.com. John, do you want to get into how they cook the stats first, or do you want to just get into the forecast of where you see this country going?
Well, let me get into how they cook the stats, because that, I think, affects the credibility of where I believe they are and where we are going. again, there are actually two types of manipulations. The one which has the greatest impact over time is where their methodological change is made in the way the numbers are put together. And the second way is where you have an occasional direct manipulation aimed at changing a particular number for political purposes or otherwise. To give you an example, in the first case, with the consumer price index, very key point, really the most insidious change I've seen in any of these numbers, goes back before Bill Clinton. Michael Boskin, who was chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers under Bush, and Alan Greenspan, then the Fed chairman, started arguing about how the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, was overstating inflation. And if you listen to their arguments, what they were saying is, well, you know, the inflation measure reflects the price of steak, but let's say steak goes up too much in price. People are going to start buying hamburgers. So really, you know, the price of steak goes up, we should replace steak with hamburgers, and that would give you a more reasonable estimate of the cost of living. That's not the concept of the Consumer Price Index. If you go back to the, after World War II, the Consumer Price Index goes way back in time. But, when the CPI was used in the auto union contracts, the concept, very simply, and I'm being very simplistic here, would be, let's say we take the price of a gallon of milk, a steak, a loaf of bread, maybe a gallon of gas, we price those out. Next year, we price those same commodities out, and you compare the prices, and that's how much your income had to go up if you wanted to maintain a constant standard of living. The concept was, what's my cost of living of maintaining a constant standard of living? What they were proposing pre-Clinton is shifting to a basis that's where the weightings are based on substitution. So the steak goes up, you replace it with hamburger. That's not maintaining a constant standard of living. That's really more a cost of survival, and was not the concept behind the CPI. And obviously, it's much lower. If something goes up in price and you replace it with something that's of lower quality. In price.
So they should call it the Survival Price Index.
Yeah. Now, they didn't actually put it into full play the way Boskin and Greenspan were advocating. And the reason that they gave for this was, oh, my goodness, you know, if we only could bring down the cost of the level of the CPI, we could reduce entitlement payments on the cost of living adjustments on Social Security and such. That was their purpose behind it, which would be a way of reducing Social Security payments without anyone in Congress ever having to vote against Social Security. Very politically dangerous situation. There was enough furor that everyone sort of backed off that, but after Clinton became president, the Bureau of Labor Statistics changed the way they weighted the CPI in a way that they said mimicked the substitution-based concept. And because of that, right now, what is 4.3% inflation would be around 7.5% inflation if they hadn't made that change. Social Security checks would be double what they are today. I mean, the effect's cumulative over time.
Let me stop you right there, Mr. Williams. Let me just stop you there with that one example, because this is, you're just calmly reporting on this, and that's important. But let's break down the incredible statement you just made. Since what, the mid-1990s, and that's what our other experts have basically been saying, Social Security checks for what we paid in and for the real index should be double what they are. Instead, the checks are going up 2-3% a year. And so they've only gone up maybe 20% instead of double. So you have a massive attack on people that are on fixed incomes and who have paid in to Social Security their entire lives. Also people that are disabled, people that are on pensions. This is incredible.
And it goes beyond that to people that have union contracts or wage agreements that are tied to the CPI. It is widespread, and it's one reason that people find, or the average household finds, that they can't make ends meet. That's a common problem.
But the news media, at least until now, would say, "Oh, well, it's a recession if you're out of work. It's a depression if everybody's out of work, or it's a recession when your neighbor's out of work, and it's a depression when you're out of work." And they've just kept saying the last few years, everything's fine, everything's wonderful. You know, it's a conspiracy theory to say that things are getting more expensive, but now they can't cover it up anymore.
That's right. Indeed, they can't. I mean, even the core inflation is. Mr. Bernanke likes to look at the lowest rate. Even that is starting to move higher, and for good reason. I mean, a lot of the inflation we've seen in the last year or two has been tied to the extraordinary surge in the price of oil. Oil is not just gasoline. The effect of oil prices permeates the economy.
Plastics, shipping, everything.
Yeah, everything, including pharmaceuticals, fertilizers, and indeed the transportation. Anything that gets transported. And that's they've been very slow picking that up.
Now, of course, most of oil, sir, and tell me if I'm wrong, most of oil's increase, if you're buying in euros, oil hadn't really gone up. But if you're buying in dollars, it has. Isn't it dollar devaluation that has triggered?
It's most sharply in dollars because, among other things, dollars are plummeting right now. And as the dollars drop, it becomes cheaper for people. Let's say who live denominated in euros or Swiss francs or yen to buy oil in dollars. It's becoming cheaper for it. But that has a counter effect in the marketplace. It has sort of an imbalance. And the effect is it tends to spike oil prices, which we're seeing now. I mean, one reason oil prices are rising is because the dollar is dropping in value. And I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, there have already been rumblings about it, but not too far down the road, you see OPEC abandon the dollar as the method of evaluation.
In the last 12 days, we've seen the dollar's biggest drop in modern history. And I said Monday, when we learned about it last Monday, that it was going to happen. It wasn't hard for me to figure out. And then finally, mainstream news admitted that Greenspan, speaking to a group of Arab oil-producing nations, told them to dump the dollar as the peg. Meanwhile, the government's cutting interest rates, knowing that's going to drive down the dollar further. Why is the Federal Reserve and the people that dominate our economy, why have they made the decision to abandon the dollar?
This goes back to the Nixon administration. As I understand it, Arthur Burns, who was Fed chairman at that time, was a guiding light for people such as Greenspan, and basically gave them advice, which you've seen followed by many others over time. If you run into trouble, abandon the dollar, forget about the budget deficit. Neither of those is ever going to get you a vote. And We've seen that happen when the stock market crashed in 87.
Stay there, sir. I want to talk about market fundamentals, how they're manipulating the numbers, and where you forecast this economy is going. We'll be right back with our guest, John Williams, ShadowStats.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows.
Okay, I want to talk with our guest more about how they cook the books, but more importantly, we know he's the expert on that. What he forecasts in the future, that talk of inflationary depression, and then how we can pull out of this in his educated opinion. We don't hear any candidate but Ron Paul from Democrats or Republicans talking about the inflation tax, talking about how Social Security recipients in the last 15 years, really 12 years, have had their check really cut in half for purchasing power. You talk about depression. You talk about inflationary depression. Give us your forecast on, will it just be a deep recession? How long, or is it going to turn into an inflationary depression?
Well, we're already in an inflationary recession, and it's just a matter of depth and also level of inflation that makes it hyperinflationary depression. Let me make a couple of points up front. One is to define the depression. You won't find a standard definition around. It used to be that prior to the Great Depression, that every downturn was called a depression. And if you plotted out the level of economic activity, it sort of dipped like a bowl. And after the Great Depression, the idea was to come up with a euphemism for depression, and the down part of the line going into the bowl was called a recession. So they changed the name of a depression to a recession. Some decades back, I talked to a number of people throughout the government and private sector trying to put this into perspective and how it could be defined. Generally, a recession, despite some protestations to the contrary, it's usually defined as two consecutive quarters of declining growth in the gross domestic product, which is the broadest measure of economic activity adjusted for inflation. A depression would be a decline from the peak of economic activity to the trough of greater than 10%. We haven't had one like that since the Great Depression. And a Great Depression would be a decline of greater than 20% from peak to trough.
That's, how close are we to that?
If you had an accurate measure of the GDP, which we don't, you'd be right now about halfway into a depression. It would be down about 5%.
Good God, and they say this recession is just starting. On average, the top economists and forecasters we have on say a three-year recession. If it continues to recess, and like you said, goes down as much as it's already fallen, then that will be a depression. And I would imagine if it's going to be a three-year recession, that's going to be called a deep depression.
Well, how it's going to be called remains to be seen. Those definitions I gave you are mine. There's nothing published out there. Someone will eventually get around to addressing the issue.
So basically, we'll have a depression, and they'll never say we had one. They'll just say it's a recession if it really is a depression.
Yeah, well, that's that we've had recessions that have disappeared, and the government's redefinitions. But what you have in play here is a problem that started back in the 1970s. If you go back 30 years and you look at the what the government publishes in terms of average real weekly earnings, that means what the average person earns in a week adjusted for inflation, you're down 20-30% from where you were back in 1970. And the difference that makes is that back in 1970, on average, the husband had worked, the wife would stay home with the kids. Today, that's not the case. You need at least the husband and wife working, maybe someone else in the family.
Incredible.
And the reason that's happened, more than anything else, has been trade policies, which have been the loss, resulted in the loss of our manufacturing base offshore.
I want to get into the causes and then the solutions, but what you're saying is, just as a layman, what I've observed, true standard of living for 30 years has been dropping for the average family, for the average individual. So yes, really, we've been in one long recession, now culminating in what could be an economic collapse.
Yeah, that's about it. It's a structural change. You can't turn it around with some finagling with interest rates by the Fed. It's protracted. It's very deep. We're in it. It's going to become a depression. I think it's going to become a Great Depression. But unlike the Great Depression back in the 30s, where you had a severe deflation, prices dropped, here we're going to have inflation. We already have inflation, but it's going to become a hyperinflation. And my definition of a hyperinflation, this is not next week. This is down the road a year or two.
Got a break again. I got to hear this on the other side. Quick break. Back with our guest. We'll take a few calls for him. If you have quick questions at 1-800-259-9231, only on the subject of the economy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment with our guest. A lot of the stuff on the site is free. He also has a subscription there that I suggest you get. If you have any brain in your head, he consults for some of the biggest Fortune 500 companies who want real numbers, real stats, shadowstats.com. Being ignorant is a good way to lose everything you got, folks. We know how these people operate, and we're sitting pretty here. What about you? All right, the country is just basically on the rocks. And I want to ask our guest how we get out of that, in his opinion, or there is a way. But here he was just now saying that this is, we've been in a recessionary slide since the 70s, but now there's a systematic change in the whole system coming to a head, he said, in the next year or two. That fits with Stiglitz, that fits with people from totally different economic views and camps, that fits with Roberts, it fits with everybody else. We've literally hundreds of economists we've had on, but you rarely hear it on the news, and now they're finally starting to admit it. Is that because the establishment media has tried to cover this up so long that now they just look stupid covering it up, Mr. Williams, and they're having to admit it?
I think the establishment media pretty much follows what they hear from Wall Street. That tends to be the common source of of information, and you'll never get a negative view on the economy or what's happening from Wall Street. I can't say never. I mean, there are a couple of people that will give you a straight view, but generally Wall Street has to sell product, and they're not going to put out information that kills your business.
Okay, let's move quick. Let's go back to where we were before the break. You said a hyperinflation, deep depression within the next 2 years is what you see.
I see the
possibility.
Let me just clarify that. We are now in an inflationary recession. I mean, you've got inflation on the rise. You've got the economy in a tumble. I mean, there's a sharp drop in employment that was reported today. All sorts of indicators that is happening right now. I'm looking for the downturn in the economy to deepen to actually become a depression. And on the inflation front, inflation, it's from the inflation standpoint turning to hyperinflation that I'm talking 2 years, maybe more, plus or minus. This is the ultimate disaster that unfolds, but I don't see any way out of it, and I'll explain why. When I talk about hyperinflation, I'm talking about an inflation so powerful that the dollar effectively becomes worthless. You can take a $100 bill, and it'll be worth more as a functional piece of toilet paper than it will be as currency. That's my definition of a hyperinflation.
To the price of toilet paper.
It'll be worth more as toilet paper than as a $100 bill.
Good God.
That's how bad it gets. Now
we're talking about Weimar.
Weimar
Republic level inflation.
Exactly. And this has been set up over the decades by both Republican and Democrat administrations. There's no one culpable party here. They're all involved in it. And the issue, it's interesting how these things work out, but right now the government is required by law to publish financial statements as though it were a corporation, using generally accepted accounting principles. And when you do that, and you look at them carefully, what they're telling you is that the deficit isn't $200 billion or $300 billion or $160 billion. It's around $4 trillion. The reason for that is the amount of what they call unfunded liabilities that are being taken on year after year with Social Security and Medicare. And putting that $4 trillion number in perspective, and I mean, that's the shortfall in 1 year. That's what we're losing each year. If you wanted to reverse that, let's say you wanted to balance the real budget, you could raise taxes to take 100% of wages, salaries, corporate profits, and the government still would be in deficit.
I remember 10 years ago seeing Wall Street Journal articles about at current expenditures, they talked about by 2010, 83% of your paycheck for taxes. Now you're saying 10 years later, we've reached the point where it cannot be paid back, a black hole of debt.
That is correct. Now, the other side of it, of course, is cutting the spending, but that would mean slashing Social Security and Medicare, and you have nobody in Washington who's willing even to consider discussing that.
Has already destroyed half the value of that Social Security check.
Yeah. Yes, well, it's going to destroy the rest of it because nobody in Washington has the guts to face the problem. And the way the politicians usually handle it, and there have been similar circumstances, never this bad of the scope, with the world's reserve currency, but there have been similar circumstances in the past. And the way the nations usually resolve it, they don't default on their debt, they just drive up the printing prices.
They inflate.
And they inflate and they pay people off with worthless money.
And it's clear they're
going to... But it's not worth anything.
And now the world is holding hundreds of trillions of dollars of debt and dollars and the rest of it. How do you see that unraveling? I mean, give us a forecast of how it could.
Well, we're beginning to see that unravel. That's what's frightening because the aside from the our wonderful trade policies, we've pushed so much of the productive capacity offshore. We're running a terrible annual trade deficit, which is pumping excess dollars into the global system, and we have a lot of people outside the United States who, rather than throw it back at us and say, "Hey, we want to redeem it and actually, you can't redeem it against gold, but the effect would, if everyone cashed in, you'd see a sharp decline in the dollar. They come back and they buy treasury bills and bonds and other financial instruments. And the amount of money here has been so significant that it has done a lot to provide liquidity to our system. If you go back over the last several years and you take the net debt issuance by the U.S. government, that's been covered almost 100% by the influx of investment from people holding otherwise unwanted dollars. Now, as long as the dollar is holding its value, you know, maybe they're going to come out okay on it. But now we're seeing the dollar drop very sharply.
Sir, that brings me to the $64 million question. Why is the Federal Reserve bad-mouthing? Why is Greenspan bad-mouthing the dollar? Why, if all we've got left is even the fiat perceived confidence in the dollar, and they're doing everything they can to badmouth it while putting all their money in euros and pound and yen? I read the Financial Times of London 6 months ago saying big central banks actually want to implode our economy to consolidate it. But then I talked to other economists that say this is going to pull down the entire world market. So is there a method to the madness? Is this a predatory, engineered implosion? Or are they rationalizing, saying they're going to come out on top? What I'm getting at here is, they admit in the news they're building internment camps. I don't know if you've seen that in major papers, San Francisco Chronicle, Houston Chronicle. They are militarizing police. They are giving them microwave cannons mounted on top of Humvees. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act says they're getting ready for martial law. Does that tie into this?
That's an area I can't give you a good answer to. I've heard those stories. But I can tell you that I think in terms of what's happening here, what we're seeing right now...
You're just covering the economic outlook, yeah.
It's been more gross incompetence and overconfidence, belief that the computer models could resolve everything, that they could control the system.
Hubris.
And from the politician standpoint, not planning beyond the next election, buying votes in the near term. I mean, it's a system that's been running out of control.
Short-term thoughts of greed.
I'm sorry?
Short-term thought.
I'm a little hard of hearing.
I'm sorry, short-term thought.
Short-term thoughts in terms of what's happening?
Well, I mean, they're doing everything according to a short-term.
In other words, corporate America is not too much better. It operates on a looking one quarter ahead. The government, they'll look at as far as the next election, which... is never more than 2 years off.
Okay, physically, what will it look like if we go into this inflationary depression? What will it look like on the streets of Main, you know, Main Street, USA?
It's going to be very painful and very scary. I can give you an idea in terms of what's going to happen with economics, but when you get into the nitty gritty of what this does to people. It's anyone's guess as to how far certain things go. I can tell you that from a political standpoint, the most powerful motivation for voting is a person's pocketbook. That's determined more elections than anything else. Pocketbook issues here are going to be so severe by the next presidential election, barring revolution in the streets, I would expect a significant shift in power, and it'd be a good opportunity for a third party to make an offering.
I was about to say.
Not either the Republicans or the Democrats. But
I was about to say, sir, I just brought up revolution and the government's response, then you bring up revolution. You know, that's the big question is,
yeah,
is
well,
that...
It could happen. I don't know. It's the type of thing that people are going to be uncomfortable enough and will be in enough financial pain. You'll probably see disruption to the normal flow of goods and commerce. And that's the type of thing that does lead to civil unrest. But how something like that works out,
who knows?
I'm not an expert on.
Well, we had Lou Dobbs on yesterday for 20 minutes, and he said he sees a confrontation, whether it's physical or whatever it's going to be, because the Democrats are offering even bigger government and socialized health care when we're already bankrupt. The Republicans.
Yeah, absolutely. There's really no chance that I see with either of the current parties of addressing what is now clearly a problem that, without question, within a limited period of time, will bring the system as we know it to an end.
Okay, so on the outside, 4 years...
reserve currency becoming worthless. And in terms of global scope, and they talk about conspiracy theories and such, and this is one area where, I mean, to me, I think this would not make sense. And that is that if the dollar becomes worthless, again, that's the biggest portion of the currency markets, the global economy, the whole globe is going to be in turmoil. The financial markets globally will be in turmoil. The currency system will have to be revamped. And I mean, you'll end up with a new currency system. I don't know, and I'm talking a global currency system.
See,
and how that ends up, I don't know, but I can tell you if they're going to try and sell it to the public, it's likely going to have some gold in it somewhere.
Did you see the report a month ago by the Council on Foreign Relations, released by their full committee on economics, calling for a global currency to answer the dollar's crisis?
No, I didn't see that. I certainly wouldn't advocate a global currency. I mean, you've got all sorts of problems with that.
But you see them
I don't,
now.
I mean, I know there are people who would like to see world evolve into one government, but I'll contend that if you look at what's happened around the globe, that the movement of people and what people are looking for, it seems to be more in the other direction.
Okay.
With a dissolution and breakup of states.
Sir, we only have about 5 minutes left, and I want to jam in three calls. But my last question for John Williams at ShadowStats.com, then jam these calls in with quick questions, quick answers, is this. You said in that CNN piece, I would get into cash and a little bit of gold. But if cash is going down to toilet paper value, why wouldn't you fully get in to a portfolio of different metals? I'm confused.
Yeah, well, I'm not an investment advisor. I'm an economist. I'm talking in real broad terms here. This is an environment where the investor wants to protect his wealth, his assets, and as a result, what you invest in, you want it to be safe and liquid. I mean, those would be two pre-qualifications.
But you're not going to tell people to get into gold because that's not what you do. But you did say,
"Hey, gold is a very fine." Hedge and investment in that area.
What else is?
I would also like to look to have some assets outside the dollar.
I agree.
But in the time we have to get people said, "Oh, I want to move my assets outside the dollar," I can't tell them how to do that. They have to talk with their own
very complex
investment professionals as to how to accomplish that. To express their concerns, say, "Hey, I don't like to be in the dollar. Get me some investments outside the
Swiss
dollar."
Swiss bonds.
That would accomplish it, but I'm
one small part.
Generally, I think interest rates are going to rise globally, so you want to stay short term in terms of debt instruments.
I agree.
High quality, safety, liquidity. Those are the general guidelines you want to look at.
Portability, mobility. Dave in Illinois, you're on the air with one of the global leading experts on forecasting, ShadowStats.com. John Williams, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. My question is. Roosevelt had the New Deal that pulled us out of the 1929 Depression, which created jobs, and they had the CC camps. What do you see about after, you know, there's no doubt this is all going to collapse. It's coming. I've been seeing it being in the transportation business since 2004 in the fall whenever it started falling. And what's your feelings and thoughts about how we're going to get out of it once it does fall? Even if they make, you know, new money, you're still going to have some kind of employment for people to make this new money for them to spend it. Or are we going to live in a road warrior type atmosphere? This is really concerns me. And how about all the trillions that, for instance, we owe China? Are they going to take, possession of our ground? Or
they're already taking assets. That's what the foreigners are doing. Thank you, Dave. Incredible question. Mr. Williams?
Well, in terms of the trillions of dollars that are out there where the government owes the money, they're going to pay it off with worthless money. And so that's taken care of. In terms of how you get out of it or where you go, again, I can't tell you what the political environment is going to evolve into here, but if the system were left to its own devices and you didn't have a government intervention and you didn't have all these destructive trade policies, the system would become self-righting. We didn't get into this overnight. We're not going to get out of it overnight. It could be a couple of decades till things started to return to a normal basis.
We're up the creek without a paddle.
I'm sorry?
We're up the creek without a paddle.
We are, but there have been so many excesses in the system. I mean, people talk in fear and terror of a recession. Recession's a normal part of the business cycle. It's like going to sleep at night. It cleanses your system. They've done everything they can to prevent it, and there's so much waste and trouble in the system. The plus in all this is that all the bad stuff should get flushed out of the system. Now, maybe the politics will go bad in the other way and counterbalance that, but the system by itself will tend to become self-righting.
There's well, Mr. Williams, that's my fear, is that they know this is coming, and they're going to gear up and bring us into tyranny and use the crisis to bring us into something even worse.
Well, I sure hope you're wrong on that.
Okay, sir.
But I can tell you that the financial circumstance will be severe enough that almost anything could happen there.
Mr. Williams, hold on one moment. I'd like to talk to you during the break and say bye to you, or maybe twist the arm for two more minutes on the other side and take two more calls. We'll be right back. We'll see what happens.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up. He can do it as he.
Our guest stayed with us into this final segment. He's very busy. He's agreed to pop in next week with couple segments on solutions and ideas he's got to get us out of this. But we held him over so you could take two final calls, Mark and Terry. Sorry about the others. We'll take yours next hour. Mark in Atlanta, Georgia, you're on the air with our guest, the head of ShadowStats.com.
Blessings to you. I've been long-term unemployed thanks to the New World Order. And one, I'm planning on getting a victory garden going as the season progresses, as well as being on good terms with an organic farm just a little bit down the road from my dad's place out in the country. I was wondering if there's any particular industries that might, like, would mining be a good industry to get into, given that the value of precious metals will be shooting up, for example? Would that be a good place to go?
Mining industry and stocks, the whole thing's up. But, again, if everything craters, you can't guarantee that. Medical, nursing, government, but then that's, I mean, well, let's talk to the expert, sir.
Well, I don't know if I'm an expert there. I would look for people will need to eat, and farming is a wonderful area. The problem with mining and such is I mean, you're in Georgia.
There's Dahlonega, which had a gold mine going back to the 19th century.
Well, I mean, if gold prices get high enough that it's economic, that might be a good idea. I mean, it all depends on the circumstance. But
sir, they tend to hire people who've been in the industry. I mean, a lot of times it's a bunch of Dutch and Germans at these mines, right, you know, in Arizona or Texas. Listen, got to jump. Thanks for the call. Terry in Seattle, Washington, you're on the air with our guest.
Mr. Williams, it would seem that the implosion of the dollar and our economy is dovetailing perfectly with the establishment of the North American Union and the changing of our currencies to the Amero. I would like to know if you've done any study on the ratio of exchange rates or what history shows us that our rulers do when they decide to do what they're doing to us right now. How are we going to fare, if you don't mind postulating, on how many Ameros we're going to get for the dollar? Do you have any idea?
Well, I think this is the question. We already know it's 154 to the dollar right now. The pound's even more. It's $2.02 against the dollar. Here's the big question. How fast do you project the dollar's going to devalue down to toilet paper?
Well, that's my two years plus forecast. It's gonna take a little time till the all the pressures for the hyperinflation kick in. The Fed's doing a lot to move it along right now. It still could be some years down the road. But in terms of constructing an Amero with a dollar that's worthless, that becomes an interesting task.
Well, that's what they want to do. They've said it. But here's the last question. Do you see an incremental slow slide at an angle down at a 45-degree angle, or do you see it in steps down, or do you see it as just a plunge?
Well, odds would favor things happening a lot faster than most people would think, and it can happen very quickly, so it'd be more of a plunge. Would be my betting. But
so odds are two years out. But odds are 2 years out for total bedlam. But you're saying it could happen next week.
It could. I think it's a little further down the road. But when it hits, it should hit hard and fast.
Oh my gosh! So kind of a slow slide and suddenly a plunge.
Yeah, something along those lines. That would be my guess again.
Yeah, all right.
Almost anything can happen here. Despite other countries having gone through similar things, no one's gone through exactly the type of thing we're going through. Here, we're very much in uncharted waters.
And in the Great Depression, we were 80% agrarian. Now we're 90%+ city. Unbelievable. ShadowStats.com, John Williams, thank you for your analysis and time.
Most welcome.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.